Our Bible reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 66, and you'll find it on page 1026 in the church Bibles. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 57. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he's to be called John." They said to her, "There's no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak, praising God. The neighbours were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Carol. Right, so here we go again. It's Christmas Eve, and have you made all the preparations?
No.
Good answer. Have you got the turkey or the meat-free alternative? Okay, I'm glad this is interactive, just as I wanted. So, are the decorations up?
Yeah.
All right. Did you put them up? Or do you have someone special who does them? Right. Now, this is a question. Do you light up fully, or is it just the tree? Where's Sarah? They're all over, aren't they, Sarah?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Right, okay. But there are many variations, and it depends on your background, your parental guidance, and sometimes even family traditions. So our reading today is about John the Baptist and his birth. Yet I ask the same question. Why on Christmas Eve the birth of John the Baptist? Seems to be going back, but let's think about it. I asked the same questions and realised that, as we found out this morning, it's still Advent, and that's the lead up to Christmas, and it forecasts what's to come. So it's a way of remembering how Christ had been foretold hundreds of years before his birth. And John would be the person who prepares the way for Jesus and his birth. And his birth was also a miracle. His mother Elizabeth was old. And that, I think when they say it in the Old Testament, in the Bible, they mean it, don't they? She was old when she conceived him. Let's say she wouldn't have normally had a baby at her age. John is also a cousin to Jesus through both Mary and Elizabeth, who are to have miraculous births and children. So, firstly, John is to be a pointer to Jesus as the Messiah. And in his own right, he was to be a prime mover in his own and Jesus' ministry. In this Christmas story, there are many pointers to who Jesus is and what he is to do for us. So, as we prepare at home and in church, we get clues that Jesus isn't a normal son, and neither is John. Both have a special work to do. John's birth is noted by friends and family. And in verse 58 we heard, her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy and they shared her joy. Jesus' birth was even more spectacular. Can anybody tell me who was present at his birth? Oh, they've all gone quiet. Interactive, come on, you can shout up. Who was there? Joseph, right, I just happen to have a table here. Can somebody find me a representation of Joseph somewhere in church, please? And bring it to me? No, not what's under there, no. In other places, there are other things that we can use. So I think if someone has a look in the hallway by the Wilberforce Hall, there might be something there. Right, we've got Joseph. Who else? Mary. If you can find Mary, yeah. Anything else? Come on. Jesus. Yeah, if you can find Jesus, he might be about. Any of the children, you can get up and have a look. Go on. Oh, thank you. We have Joseph. Have we got Mary anywhere? Mary's coming. Oh, right. Is she on a donkey? A donkey? Yeah, we might have a donkey. Anything else? Come on. Come on. Shepherds? Yeah, shepherds. We need shepherds. Oh, I think you might have bought something that I was going to ask for. What do you think this is? A crib. Yeah, a manger. Thank you. So we have Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, and a manger. Have we got any donkeys? They're certainly about somewhere. I've seen them. Oh, here's a donkey. And a shepherd. And what's that? A sheep. Right. Anybody else who appeared for the birth, do you think? I saw someone dressed up as these the other week. Angels. Have we got any angels? I was dressed up as an angel. I forgot to bring me crown. Aha, what have we got here? Have we got some wise men?
I'm a wise man.
Oh, all right. You're a wise man. You can come out here then. come on, we definitely... Oh, he's fallen over and killed the donkey. Oh, dear. He's not going to stand up, is he? Just because I want him to stand up. Oh, stay there. Don't move. Right. We need something to point the way. Star. Oh, I think we've got a few stars about. Oh, there's one. I can't hang it up there. I think I'll put it there. Anything else? We haven't got any angels, have we? Come and be an angel then. Come on. Don't be shy. Lydia's never shy. Oh, look at this. We have a real dramatic angel. Thank you. Oh, a bit of sheep's wool. Oh, and we've got another star. Would you like to hold my star for me? That's it. Very good. Anything else? Your arm will ache, won't it? I can't hang it anywhere. The loop's not big enough to hang on the microphone, unfortunately. No, it won't work. I'll give it to Elizabeth to care for. Right. Anything else you can think of? I think we've got the main thing. I was going to suggest a cow shed, but I thought it might be a bit big to get in. Cows? You can have all sorts of animals, couldn't we? So we got some of the things. We brought them to the front. So we've got baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph, a manger, some animals. We'll imagine the stable, as I said, but probably was the lower part of our dwelling house. We've got some angels. We've got some shepherds. Wise men and magi, yeah, we've got those, but they came a bit later on, really. So I just thought, there's one thing we might need. Has anybody got any gold, frankincense, or myrrh? Anybody? Well, I got a bit of gold. Anybody got anything? Oh, thank God. Yes. Bit of frankincense and some myrrh. Some of it's liquid, you see, so it needs to go in a jug. Aha. Right. So, also, have you heard that Jesus is the light of the world? Yes. So there are plenty of lights around us. We've got four Advent candles. We've got a tree full of lights. We've got lights all there. We've even got lights under the communion table. So we're doing all right. So I think that will do for a start. Don't you agree? The thing is that both Jesus and John the Baptist are important in this story. John's name had already been given to his father and mother by an angel. And his dad couldn't speak for 9 months because he didn't believe what the angel said until he named him John. And in verse 63 he said, he asked for a writing tablet and to everyone's astonishment he wrote, his name is John. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free and he began to speak, praising God. And that's another miracle that we easily forget. Verse 65, all the neighbours were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, the people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, when is this child going to be? And for the Lord's hand was with him. And actually, we've got a nice little map up here, so you can have a look at the hill country of Judea when you're on your way out, so you can see where our story took place. So John proclaims from his birth that God is going to do a miraculous thing. He would prepare and proclaim who Jesus was and is. Like Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary and Joseph, we also need to prepare for Jesus to come at Christmas. But eventually he will come back and take those who know him back with him to heaven. John's story reminds us of part of a well-known song and sometimes how a long journey walking with Jesus can really seem. I hope you know these words, but I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. But to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. So will we fall down at Jesus' door? I want us to think about all these things. Mary pondered lots of things. I'm sure Elizabeth did, and so did Joseph and Zechariah. These things point to who Jesus is. John and many others point towards him. But we need to prepare ourselves, heart, mind, and soul, to receive him. Jesus and John do not remain babies. They grow up and point the way towards God and our final heavenly home. As we come again to Christmas celebrations, let us think of the real reason for the season, Jesus Christ. So as we think about those things, shall we pray? Lord God, you sent John as a messenger. You sent Jesus as our Saviour. Let all our preparations prepare hearts to receive you this Christmas time. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.